Why are you wasting your time trying to makarv that person? He's a goner. He's the lahachasnik. He's the son of Pirish. You have better things to do with your time. Well, let's take a look at this week's parsha. Vayishlach. Yaakov hears Esav coming with his 400 men to kill him. Vayir Yaakov mod v'yetzeloi. He was afraid with v'yetzeloi. Zek Rashi. Vayir Shema yehorig. He's afraid he'll be killed. Vayetzeloi im yarg hu esacher. It was his yetzi hetzar. He might have to kill other people. Self-defense. Tzapella. Here, they're coming to kill him with all his children, with his whole family, his wives, his children. This is wiping out Klal Yisrael for the future. There's a Mamash Masakona Shein Kamayu. And at the same time, he's afraid. He's upset that he might have to kill other people. Kill who? Vashoyim. Esav of Russia with all his men, Vashoyim, in self-defense. That's how Yaakov Avinu was Machshev, a Ben Adam. He's a Ben Adam, because Hashem created him. He could do tshuva. He's still alive. If you have to kill somebody, Vayetzeloi. It made him very upset. That's what we have to look at. And never from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu, the same thing. He's fell for Sedarim. Rashi says, Vayigash Muhammad. So it's Muhammad, because it's Baruch Hu, Muhammad. He says, what was Muhammad? He kept tining, and Ulayesh Tariq, Ulayesh Tariq, Mulay. He came to fight, whatever that means. Fight for who? For Sedarim, Rishon Gemurim. But they're still alive. Maybe he'll be care of them. Because Baruch Hu is tzvid with his fighting with him. Because he wants him to fight. Because he wants him to be Melitz, Yeshua for people. Yitzhak Avinu went and dug up the wells. They threw him out of Eretz Plishtim. And before he left, he dug them again. They had sinned for him. They blocked the wells. They didn't want to have shaykhus to him. They chased them away. And he went back and dug the wells before he left. That they should be nended from that water. Behind B'nai Adam, handle with people. The Tzalam Alakim. Even the Goyim would sell them a kill. And a certain extent, not like a Yid, but they have a sell them a kill. So, what's to get to us, we can never give up on anybody, no matter how bad. He's alive, she's alive, then they have a chance to achieve. And we've seen it happen many, many times. People that were given up on him, no shaykhs. What? He did tshuva. Never to you. The last person did tshuva. How many times we hear that? So we have to remember, we don't give up on anybody. We call to that person that's alive. We have to have makar of him. And who knows? A good Shabbat, everybody. Call tshuva.